Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
1-800-774-0093. They're all anonymous. Fat Boy, you pick one. We'll go with it.
Let's go with this one on three.
Oh.
For Dale Sr.
If you hear this, hey, that's you. Good morning.
Hello?
Hey, was that not the creepiest song you've ever heard?
Pretty creepy.
I know.
Image of a clown popped into my mind.
Don't do it to me now. You know I have a thing with clowns. Okay. So what's going on with you? I don't know. It's going to be tough to... This isn't a contest, but that last advice was tough. Those last two, actually. What do you got? What do you have going on?
This one's a doozy. So I've been married to my husband for 7 years, and our relationship's always been strong, and open communication and trust is really central to our bond and our relationship. And we don't have any kids yet, but we have fun. We travel. We play sports together. You know, we do all kinds
pickleball.
Of great
pickleball.
Things. Pickleball all the way.
Oh, Lord. Wild. The pickleball mania.
And, I mean, our sex life is great.
Whoa.
And we've always been really comfortable, both of us, with exploring new things and keeping our relationship exciting and fresh. And a couple months ago, we were talking late night, and my husband brought up the idea of a threesome. And initially, I was surprised because he's never, you know, I've brought it up before, and he never really showed a lot of interest. But he brought it up before? Casually.
Oh, that's fine.
Casually,
when a woman brings it up, though, if a woman said, "Hey, what do you think about having a threesome?" My first question is, "You talking about with another woman, right?" We're talking FFM, not MMF.
You gotta qualify.
Right. Sure. Was that the case? I assume with you guys.
Yes.
Oh.
So, well, I mean, he basically said the one condition he had was that I choose the person.
Perfect.
So
I'm available.
Hang on now.
No.
She laughed.
No. She just laughed right past me. That's fine. She doesn't sound like my type anyway. She's married.
So initially, I mean, I thought this was really, it was really exciting, and I felt kind of empowered by it. And it really, he put it in my court. So I thought about it for a long time, and I was thinking first a stranger and then... Then I finally settled on this woman that I work with.
Whoa!
That's tricky.
We'll call her Lena, and she's confident, she's intelligent, she's easy to talk to, she's attractive. I mean, all the things.
Yeah. Has he met her? Does he know her from your work?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yep, he knows her. We're not close friends, but she's someone that we've spent enough time with and we have fun with.
Yeah.
And the fact that she's black didn't even cross my mind as anything more than, I mean, it's not even something I think about. So when I finally brought the idea to my husband, his reaction really threw me. So he he completely tensed up when I mentioned her name. And when I asked him what was wrong, it took him a while, but he just said, I don't think I'm comfortable with that. So I really was pushing him, and it was a back and forth, and he finally admitted that it's because she's black.
Okay, because I was going to say, is it because you would have to see her every day at work, and that could cause a grift there?
Yeah, that's why it's tricky.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, this is the last thing I would have expected. I mean, he has never shown any signs of being racist. We have so many black friends. He's the nicest guy. And so this kind of out of the blue objection was completely out of character.
Let me ask I'm in some linear space when I ask this question. I'm out in the ether when I ask this question. Because you said, I never knew him to be a racist. Is that just a preferential kind of thing? I'm really being very
in the middle of the road
when I ask that question.
It's like, I don't like blonde guys. I mean, that was initially kind of my
me neither
thought, but I don't know. I mean, I've had a lot of time to think about this, and I just, I've spent a decade with this person, and what is it say about him? I mean, there's just so many things. Is this a red flag I missed? Should I confront him more? Is there some weird unresolved sexual thing that he has? I mean, I really love him, but this is something that it's really put a wedge between us.
Boy, I tell you,
because it's such an uncertain thing.
In my chair here, I was rocking back and forth. He started talking about a threesome, fat boys playing the sexy music. And then right when you said that, I just stopped rocking. Like, oh boy, I wasn't expecting
that. Because it takes it out of any kind of sexual connotation. Like, you don't think about that anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
It became a bigger issue.
So, I mean, I confided in my best friend. I knew she would keep it confidential. And
she's going to be like, why didn't you pick me?
What's wrong with me?
Well, she's gonna wonder that, at least in the back of her mind.
I know, right? No, but what did she say?
Well, she gave good advice. I mean, she just said, look, you've always had an open, honest relationship. You really just need to dig into this and see why he's so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So I went to him later that night, and I just said, babe, I really need to know what made you so uncomfortable. This isn't about a threesome or Lena, it's really something deeper, and I need us to work through this and be honest with each other. And he got really uncomfortable. He fidgeted, he sighed, and then finally just said, I'm not racist, honey, I swear. I don't know why, but when you mentioned her being black, it felt weird. And maybe it's something I need to work through, but it's, so anyway.
Well, at least he said that. I don't know how I feel about this right now, because
I don't want to read too far into it.
You're kind of right with that,
but I don't know if this is something that she wanted originally and tried to kind of hammer it into a threesome to kind of put him in a corner, knowing he would react that way.
No, I mean, I really, this is totally out of the blue, and in this conversation I knew it wasn't about attacking him or accusing him.
Yeah.
But I also couldn't just let it go. It's not, for me, it's not just enough to say I'm not racist. If you have feelings that are that strong, you need to unpack them.
Yeah.
And, I told him I love you, but I can't pretend this didn't really throw me.
Yeah.
So the conversation, it wasn't easy, but it did open the door for him to reflect on his biases. And, I'm sure there's things he hasn't consciously been aware of.
Yeah.
So there's no way there's no way you would go through with it if he said, if you want to do that, you two can do whatever, and then just like leave me out of it.
No, that's
feels weird. That's just like lawyer kind of stuff. That's different than,
Yeah.
And knowing that he's been in this, but so I don't know. The whole idea is on hold, but
let me throw this out
really
there
strange
too.
About it.
This is, again, I'm trying to think outside the box with this. Do you think that maybe that is the excuse that he laid on this? Because I think one reason I've never had a threesome before, and don't say it's because no one's offered. There's been a couple times.
You guys lining
and
up.
No girls. And I meant no, comma, girls. I didn't mean no girls. No, comma, girls. Is if you're in a relationship, I feel as though you're always going to think, at least a little ounce of jealousy, because you're going to go be around her every day at work. Mm-hmm. And people who have, other than us, most people who have coworkers spend more time with their coworkers than they do their mates, usually speaking. Yeah. So I wonder if it's just that's the excuse he said, rather than him saying, oh, no, you're going to be around her all the time then, and then you're going to go full lesbian and leave me. Like,
but, I mean, that's a much better excuse than because she's black. So, I was up all night thinking about this, and I had kind of a light bulb moment that I think it is not as icky.
What is that?
So, I mean, he knows what her past relationships have been, and those guys have all been black, and I think that he's a little self-conscious about his endowment.
Good Lord.
I would be straight up. I mean, if you're compared to that, then yeah.
Oh,
I mean, come on.
God.
We all know what's going on.
Yeah, but
we know what's
you know, that could be, I mean, that's a real thing.
I don't, see, is that not
all the guys I know, there's really only one that wouldn't be self-conscious.
I mean, I'm not going to be naive enough to think that, you know, the two or three guys she's been with are going to be like, you know, okay, well, maybe they were the exceptions. I'm like, I'm immediately thinking, nope, I'm not going to match up.
Oh, man.
There's no way.
Right?
Wow. I love it's just it's not a yes or no or a, dare I say, black and white situation here. But there's so many different reasons why he could have said that. Because, yeah, you're right. If you spend a decade with somebody, whether it be talking about famous relationships or seeing people on the street, you would have seen that side of him, right?
Right.
You never did before.
But he didn't try to hide it, too, so.
But that's what that's the reason he said. But is it really what she just said? Is it she's going to be around her all the time and maybe fully, you know, have feelings for her? There's a zillion reasons
why. Or even jealousy if you watch your husband being attracted to another woman and you've got to work with her every day. That would be a problem.
Yeah, but she's in. She was.
Are you thinking about my husband? I don't know.
Have you? Well, we won't even bring that up. I was just wondering, have you said anything to the coworker yet? Oh. Because then she's like, oh, yeah. And then he's going to be like, nah, that's going to be a dicey situation.
Right. No, I hadn't said anything, but I did get really, like, I hyped myself up about it.
Yeah.
Like, he wouldn't immediately go to that car to dismiss the
argument, right? You
would think not.
Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Weird.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Don't reference the brand, but I want to show y'all. You've seen me drinking these before, this particular thing here. Mm-hmm. Okay. It is a protein drink, and I drink. He already knows. Quit reading into the story. It's a protein drink that I drink. I drink two of them a day, and I drink one either pre or post workout.
Hell yeah. Got to recover.
And it's helping me a lot. And I like the chocolate flavored. I started with strawberry and it got to be too sweet for me. Throw them up. Too sweet me. So I have this. And I'm not like, it's not the big protein shakes. Like, I'm not looking to turn into, you know.
A major bodybuilder.
Not trying to get
into
shape.
Not at all. I mean, no. It's just like the more of the, you know, the protein that I need.
It's like a balance. Yeah, it's not like a whey type of. You know, two scoop bodybuilding shake.
No, no. This is pre-made, and I just got to the caps on them. Listen to this. You hear that click?
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you can hear it good. There's a little click on there. Okay. So anyway, this stuff, because it's pre-made,
you have a couple shakes.
Yeah, or three or so. So anyway, I'm done. I go. I'm actually going somewhere afterwards. So I go in there and change clothes in the judgment-free zone.
Hit you a little shower.
I did shower. How did you know? Well, I was going somewhere afterwards. I guess I get it up. So anyway.
I don't know why you would not.
And no, for the texture, this is the good stuff. It does not taste like the chocolate cardboard. I know the brand you're speaking of, and that does taste like cardboard. In fact, I think you're drinking cardboard. So there's a woman that works out there sometime. It's not even a thing. Like, we just say hello to each other or whatever.
What's up?
But I'm standing there, and she comes up talking to me. So I'm like, all right, cool.
Well, yeah, but you have to immediately wonder what's up, right?
Like, why?
Is something hanging out or?
Why?
I got my pants falling down because you see my butt crack on the
Maybe
treadmill.
It's the first time she'd seen me without my workout gear on and realized.
Oh, I realized you were looking good.
I look good in my workout stuff.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Just say, excuse me, did you drop a couple nuts? Because I just happened to see them.
I'm only 20 pounds from my goal. I mean, that's.
Damn.
You don't understand, dude.
It's going to be tough to get there, but you can do
it. It's going to be tough to get there and to maintain. Because once you hit that peak, you're going to be like, ha-ha.
Because I hear about the way you eat. And, you know, since you've gotten that part down.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard to drop them.
Well.
But you can do it.
We'll work at it. So, anyway, I'm sitting there and I'm talking to her. And she's asking about, there's this one thing that we always joke about. And it's not a
handicapped people.
No, I knew you were going to say that. I was going to say it's not anything that is not socially acceptable. It's this funny little thing that we always. It basically has to do with the. Was that machine wiped down? It's this funny little thing.
Okay.
So she comes up and she's like, "You went and washed that machine down when you got done with it, didn't you?" And I was like, "Oh, of course I did. You know, blah blah blah. I ain't going to do this." And she's like, "What do you have there?" And I showed her the side of it because people that. When you get into that, people are so brand loyal to these things. That,
oh, yeah.
Well, have you tried this? Uh-huh. It's like, or is this an MLM you're telling me about? Or are you just trying to give me some hints?
You an influencer? You got a code?
Right. So I was like, I love it. I said, I have two of them a day. And I said, it's just very important that, and I pull it up. It's not very big. And I pull it up and I said, it's just important that you give this thing a good shake.
Oh, no.
Do you remember the part where I said I'd already opened it?
Oh no.
Yeah.
Did you christen someone?
Wow. You shook it right in her face.
All over her.
Oh, my God.
Like, all over
her. And it's chocolate, too.
Yeah, it is.
It's hilarious.
It's all over her face.
Oh, no. Did you at least offer to lick it off?
Man. This is the part that I almost pulled my phone out and took a picture of it. But for those of you that can put two and two together, probably where I go, and I ain't going to say, but there's a motivational poster that some of the chocolate goodness got on.
Oh, no.
It wasn't just on her. It was on the thing behind her. And what the little inspirational poster said?
What?
Success is no accident. Let's look at this irony, like this joke of my life right now.
Oh,
like,
wow.
What that, I mean, every bit of success is no accident. As you just sprayed it all over this girl's face,
everywhere.
The protein, drink,
everywhere.
And the thing. So I have to go get them tiny little napkins or tiny little towels they give you, which I have wash rags bigger than those things.
Mm.
Those are hand towels for you Yankees here. Wash rags in the South.
What happened to the footies you used to give away? Bring the footies back.
Well, COVID's over. So I go, and she had like the best reaction to it. She's laughing. She's like, wow, I wasn't expecting that. Does it absorb through the skin and now I don't have to drink one?
Oh my God,
just,
that's great.
Dang.
No, it's not.
She thought it was funny.
I mean, look, there would have been no, because the click.
Uh-huh.
I had already opened it and shook it.
Eat it.
The lid is off. I'm like, you just got to give it a couple shakes. All over her, all over the poster behind her, and the floor, which you got to go mop up real quick because it's, like,
it's
made
sticky.
Out of old rubber tires. recycled tires, I think it is.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, my God. I had to go get them little, and she had the best reaction to that. Like,
she started licking her lips.
No, she just kept saying, well, she did at one point, says, wow, it does taste good. And I'm like, God, you've like got such the best disposition about this.
I just see it going on her face in slow motion.
Yeah.
And you're just looking at her.
Yeah, well.
She's like, oh.
Chocolate.
It just dropped down to my Hooters.
Tasty.
A little bit. My sweaty Jim Hooters.
Who was the cartoon character who'd stick his tongue out and lick his whole face?
It was that old man, Mr. Magoo.
Is that what it was? This is good. You know, success is no accident, Matt, man.
You know what else is no accident? You and me at the gym, big boy.
No. So, funny thing is, toward the end of that, a certain person that works there says, man, she had a good reaction to that. I said, I know. I don't know if I said that's wife material or girlfriend material or something like that.
Yep.
And then he went like this. He's like, oh, no, she's married. I'm like,
dang, man.
Why don't she wear the ring?
Yeah, like some indication.
Well, that's a mood killer. I thought there was something into this.
You thought? That's why I said.
You tease.
No, I'm no tease. I tell a joke accurately. I could have come on here and said, and guess what, guys? We're going out tonight for chocolate shakes. But that's the truth of the matter is, I threw protein in her face.
She led you on to.
No, that's where when a woman talks to a man, it's the guy always assumes she wants that to be. And that ain't the case.
I thought that's what that meant.
No.
If a woman initiates a conversation, she wants to hook up.
No, it's just like they're being nice sometimes. I think guys look at it that way for sure. Admittedly so. Success is no accident. God bless.
And you try to be pleasant to people wherever you are. If you're, make a conversation, thinking, oh, well, you know, there's my next husband. Nobody thinks like that.
Now you're down a protein shake and you didn't even get
half of one. Somebody said, did she look like Arnold Schwarzenegger drowned in Nesquik? No, she's very attractive and married.
What if the husband came out and he's like, oh, here's somebody's getting sprayed over here. You got something left for me?
You're awful.
So what's this deal with chocolate?
Yeah.
And my wife.
That's it. With tiny gym towels trying to clean her up and the poster. And it's chocolate. So it just.
She's going to be looking for it, like making jokes again when she passes you. Like, you got anything for my face today? Just big boy.
Snake some at her every time she walks in. Yeah.
That's an acquired skill.
Good Lord.
Well, that's also a good text. Thank God that didn't happen in the bathroom.
Well, she wouldn't have been in the men's room.
Why would she be in the men's? Well, it's a judgment-free zone.
I know. You could have been in there and not said anything.
Yeah.
Ooh, look who it is.
Oh, there comes Kid Chocolate, Matt Man. That was a boxer back in the 30s.
It's my big protein, man.
Chuck O'Harris.
That one's already taken.
Ah, what a name. That's a good one. Chuck O'Harris. Oh, it's my little Choco.
I'm going to come up with something for you.
I got a taco, you little machaco.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Which temptation? Like, they ain't the original Temptations, but would they don't tell you that.
Would you take your mama to that?
No.
Would she go? No. I ain't going.
No.
Where we going? I thought we was going to see Monk live.
She was... I wouldn't say pissed off because she don't use that word. She despises that word. It's like number two to GD for her, the word pissed. She hates it. But she was upset that when the Beach Boys came that they didn't say ahead of time Uncle Jesse was going to be playing with them. Well, I would have went then. I thought, well, they don't advertise it. I don't think he's too busy in Hollywood. He can go out on tour probably when he wants to. But also, like, it ain't about him. It's about the rest of the boys.
Mm-hmm. Does she ask you to go to stuff that doesn't exist? Like, I want to see a Monk murder mystery, Matthew.
Alive. No.
Oh, my goodness.
She will, like, I've told her before, and I have no issues with the people. I will say this. Let's think of the best political, not even political, just a wholesome, nice, fun way to say it. We have more of a connection with the Bon Secours Wellness Arena than the Peace Center. So I've told her now, if it's at the Peace Center, I can't help you, Mama. Like,
well,
I don't want you to buy them. That's too much. I'm like, but you want to go for free, though. That's what it is.
I wanted to go see Wiccan, but it ain't going to be at the Wellness Arena.
Oh, Paige went. Wiccan. Wicked.
I went last
Wiccan
night.
Wiccan is Paige's religion. No.
No.
With the Green Lady, Matthew. What's the Green Lady show, Matthew?
She's like a young Whoopi. She kind of does look like a young Whoopi Goldberg in green. It's like the incredible Whoopi mid-20s.
Did they address why she's green?
I don't know. Paige, yes, listen. Paige told me a while ago when you were out there choking your chicken means. She was telling me that she went and saw it with her busty friend last night, and they shed tears.
Yeah, me and Lauren.
Oh, shed.
It was good.
Shed, yes.
Really? You cried at Wicked?
Yeah.
It's one of those type of movies you cry to?
I did.
The sun didn't come out.
You have to remember
yesterday.
That I cried.
Tomorrow. Today. Sun didn't come out today.
Lion King, Bambi. It's easy to make me cry in a movie.
God.
Gosh, she gets shot at the end?
No.
Did she cry at Rocky? A lot of people cried at that.
Yeah.
One.
She cried when the USA won.
When he made it up the stairs.
She was a Lundgren girl.
He won.
Yes, I heard it sucked a couple eggs. Wicked.
I heard it was nothing more than a liberal movie.
Propaganda piece.
No, wasn't a lot of innuendos to things.
I didn't read anything into
it. I went to see it at the, oddly enough, the Peace Center.
Really?
Like a decade ago.
Because the
play.
Premise of the story is kindness. It has nothing to do with politics.
Why'd you go see it?
I don't know. When I say liberals, it's not a political race or political affiliation. I just meant liberal minded. Like,
it's a propaganda piece to get you to believe that your dreams could actually.
Like,
come
I figured
through.
The wizard's probably a woman in this one. Mm-mm. No,
it's Jeff Goldblum.
I did see that. I wasn't going to say anything because I don't know what's a spoiler or not, but.
What is the story? I saw the play, but I don't think you're spoiling anything. Like, what happens? I don't remember. I'm not playing the, I've seen it, but I forget. Like, I really did forget.
The two characters meet in school, and at first they were forced to be roommates together, but then they were bonded together and became really good friends.
Like, Stuck on You, that movie?
The witch? Stuck together? She's living with a witch.
Mm-hmm.
Dorothy in Kansas.
Glinda.
What is the difference between this and The Wiz?
I don't know. Dude, that was the drizzling craps of a movie. I do not understand that movie at all. I literally did not understand it.
It explains the monkeys, the flying monkeys.
Ray Manzarek.
And it explains all the stuff in Oz.
What are the flying monkeys?
I don't want to give too much away.
Is it drugs? No. Like Alice in Wonderland is? No. Nothing but like a big drug trip.
Are they like sugar gliders, flying squirrels?
No, so like they were.
Watch it and listen to Dark Side of the Moon.
In the first one.
Yeah.
But there's a second part of this movie.
So it's all connected to The Wizard of Oz, though?
Yeah.
Do they kiss at the end?
No.
It's not a romance?
Just friends.
I hope one stabs the other one.
No.
Is Jeff Goldblum dressed like he's Willy Wonka? Like all...
Yeah, with the timely hat.
Like he's steampunk gay?
Yeah.
does he do that thing he does where he says a lot of words that real fast and people think he's pretty
makes
smart?
Makes him sound really remarkably smart, but he's just an actor repeating words.
He said steampunk gay?
Well, you know that, like, I don't mean that in a hateful way. I just mean like that whole, like...
That look.
With a lot of... Like a Willy Wonka. I mean...
It sounds like you're saying Willy Wonka.
God dang it, quit making fun of the way I talk. Whose side are you on?
Willy Wonka.
You want to go burn down Atlanta again?
Okay, see... I think this is prior to where Dorothy and all that. This is like the beginning of it.
Does it involve a tornado at all?
No, because that's Dorothy's story.
Twisters has already covered that.
So they don't know Dorothy in this whole thing?
Dorothy gets there later.
Dorothy, I thought Dorothy's Ariana Grande.
No.
Who's
She's
Dorothy?
Glinda the Good Witch.
This is like a whole prequel.
The Bad Witch becomes the Bad Witch.
So all along, I thought Ariana Grande was Dorothy.
No.
Okay, well, that makes sense because she's blonde.
Mm-hmm.
Do we not go to the theater enough? Is that what this says? Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know where do we start. Just like pick one and then just go?
I know that there's going to be a live action Lion King and How to Train Your Dragon.
Oh, is that a different story? The Lion King?
Same story.
Is Puss in Boots a pornography film?
God, they just put out a Lion King a couple years ago.
What made you cry? The tender, was it sad cry or happy cry? Was it was a cry that the future will be good for this world?
It just made me cry.
How much did you feel hopeful?
Yeah, hopeful. But
hope. Don't. But I'm here to tell you.
That's how hopeful. She became wicked. There was a reason why she became wicked.
Oh, God. Epstein.
I didn't know. Like, I didn't know what wicked meant.
The
like,
monkeys were trafficking children. Flying them around from island to island.
God, these are great ideas.
I know. Really like,
I feel like these would be better movies than what she went and saw.
Well, it wouldn't win an Oscar, like, but still.
I just want to call up and say that your show is a kick ass. Keep up the good work. I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell. Rise, guys.